Hello, my name is Valia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
No, not the testing site. I was calling. I'm a caregiver for an 87-year-old, and I was calling about he just lives near the Alwa in Foley, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was calling to see if there was any suggestions of how I could get his coronavirus vaccine. All his family lives out of town. And like today, they ran out of the vaccine at the Alwa. I didn't go. I'm just checking on him. So he has dementia.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can't take him. But anyway, they ran out around 12 o'clock of the first vaccine.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wondered, would you have any suggestions about how the family could go about getting him the vaccine?
Yes, ma'am.
Have to wait.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
What they could do, I can provide you with a telephone number. They can call his telephone number and get him pre-registered there with his local county health department. I'm not sure what county he is. But by them getting him pre-registered, that will put him on a waiting list. And once they have the next available appointment, they will contact him with further instructions.
Okay.
Would you like for me to provide you the telephone?
Yeah, if I can find my pen. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, what is that number?
It's 1-855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay.
Ma'am, I'm gonna repeat the telephone number. It's
1-855. Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333. And you can call that number, and they can get him pre-registered and on the waiting list.
Okay, now he's pre-registered in Robertsville, Alabama, but I don't know whether that's part of Baldwin County. Is this a number for Baldwin County, or is this just a pre-registration?
It's just a pre-registration telephone number.
I gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.